first time coming out here.
What do you think?
I think it's a beautiful stadium, you know. I think it's the fans. I heard about the fans. I heard they're pretty good fans, and I can't wait to be out here playing on this field.
What's it been like the last couple of days? Been a whirlwind for you?
The last couple of days, it's been pretty, you know, it's a grind, you know, something new. You know, this is next level in the NFL, and I'm just coming in. I'm trying to work every day to get better.
It's been the biggest adjustment so far.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest adjustments so far I got to make, is just translating from college to the NFL, to the professional league. You know, in college, you pretty much everything, you know, so relaxed, but in here is a business, so you got to translate the college level into the professional level.
Did you expect to get drafted, or have you found a silver lining in being an undrafted rookie? You sort of got to pick where you ended up?
I didn't, you know, my expectation was just that if a team going to take me, I'm going to go there, and I just come in, I want to work, you know, I just want to show the coaching staff what I can do. You know, the draft thing, undrafted, it wasn't a big deal to me, so I just want to be able to get a chance.
Was it nice, though, that you got to
pick? Yes, ma'am, great opportunity.
What made you want to come here?
I realized, you know, New England, they have a nice, you know, nice history, and I just felt like I could fit into their system. You know, I just wanted to be a New England Patriot.
Would you say your strongest attributes are as a player?
I wouldn't say I have a strong attribute. I say I just like to work on everything in my game. You know, I don't get too hype on one thing. I just like to work and get better at everything.
Have you talked to any of the veteran linebackers like Hightower or Mayo since coming in here?
Yeah, I have talked to Hightower and Mayo.
They're giving you some good pointers?
Yeah, pretty much they're telling me, you know, it's a grind, you know, it's a work, it's a job. Now you got to take everything serious. It's not just, you know, it's a lot different than college. It's a job right now.
Do you have any connections with any of the players on the team?
Not really a connection. You know, I know a few, but I don't have no connection with them.
How close was your relationship with your defensive coordinator in college?
In college, we had a close relationship, pretty much. You know, he was a good guy, you know, I was a great coach. And, you know, pretty much, I loved him as a coach. But right now, I'm in the next level right now. I got to put that behind me and get ready for this system.
What were you able to learn from him that you can apply here? Because he was pretty choked up.
Pretty much it's just, you know, coaching. Every coach have, you know, a different attitude. Some can be the same, but they all different. So I'm just here now trying to get adjusted to my new coach here and see where that goes.
In college, were you more of an inside guy, outside? Where'd you play on the defense?
I played inside and outside in college.
You have special team experience as well?
Yeah, a lot of special team.
You enjoy that aspect of
the
game?
Yeah, I love special team. I enjoyed it.
What do you like about it?
It just, you get to, you know, show the coaches what you can do. You're more vulnerable, you can do more things, and it just make you more valuable.
Do you have a preference at linebacker, whether you like being on the inside or outside?
No, I have no certain preference. You know, everything, it's pretty much the same. You know, every guy pretty much has the same job. It's just different on different plays and different things like that. But I'll play anywhere coach wants me to play.
Which special teams units did you play on in college?
I played kickoff return, and punt.
Any trash talk with those other linebackers? You guys are all rivals in college, right?
Nah, no trash talk. Everything's going good right now. There's no trash talk at this moment.
What about college football season starts?
You never know. You don't know what you're going to say on the field. So pretty much I just try to go out there and think about my job first.